This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Ministry of Home Affairs today unveiled country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. Prahar stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, human rights and rule of law-based processes for mitigation of threats, attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalization, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism, and recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of West Bengal appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months, the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that West Bengal has suffered due to mismanagement and appeasement politics of the last six decades is indescribable. The Prime Minister said, despite the state government's utter non-cooperation and hostility, today crores of people in West Bengal have come under the ambit of banking services under Jan Dhan Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented those who embraced rooftop solar power, thereby boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. The Union Minister noted in his post that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar power under the scheme. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar today said Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi this week, noting that the two nations will move forward decisively during his visit. In a social media post, he said that when India and Israel come together, it's never just a meeting, but a partnership built on trust, guided by a clear understanding of the challenges and powered by innovation. Highlighting that both countries are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement, the Israeli ambassador stated that India and Israel will deepen defense partnership by updating security agreements during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel will be a historic one. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh called it a historic visit and elaborated upon Prime Minister's engagements in Israel.
This historic visit, we are taking it to a new phase of strategic relationship. During his visit, he will be having a detailed discussions with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He will also meet President Mr. Herzog, and most importantly, he will address the Knesset. Besides this, number of agreements will be signed during the visit.
The Supreme Court today sought responses of the union ministries on a proposal for shifting all the coal-based industries out of Delhi NCR to ensure better air quality. Responses have been sought by the bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi to deal with the persistent air quality crisis in the National Capital Region. The bench said it will examine the issue of vehicular air pollution on the 12th of next month, based on the suggestions made by the Commission for Air Quality Management. Dutch King William Alexander has officially sworn in a new Dutch government today, led by Rob Jetten, who is the youngest prime minister in the country's history. Jetten leads a three-party coalition government made up of his centrist party, Democrat 66, the Christian Democratic Appeal, and the People's Party for Freedom and Democracy. Together, these parties hold only 66 out of 150 seats in the lower house of parliament. So Jetten will have to negotiate with opposition parties to pass the laws. And with that, we end this news bulletin.